Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hello there. Welcome back.
Well, guys, we want to thank our Patreons over there. You can help to support the channel as Rama's whining because he's hungry and he's only had one breakfast so far.
Only one.
Only one, but that's the case with a 105-pound puppy. Yes, you could help the channel keep going for as little as $1 a month, and we do appreciate your support there or over on Ko-Fi with coffees, which are in $5 increments, and there's a one-time support or there's monthly support just like on Patreon. Please do check out Medicinal Foods. Great guys. Scott Cubby is the founder of Medicinal Foods, and truly, he really is all about consciousness. He's been with us, I want to say, since 2017. I do believe he's been part of the family since that point in time. So, guys, without further ado, listen carefully to the words of John Kerry. Again, who is John Kerry? Well, he went to the Skull and Bones. He ran for president at one point in time. He's been in the political structure for most of his life, I want to say. You know, listen carefully to his words.
And when you stop and think about it, it's pretty extraordinary that we, select group of human beings, because of whatever touched us at some point in our lives, are able to sit in a room and come together and actually talk about saving the planet. I mean, it's so almost extraterrestrial.
As he gives you a slight laugh, it's so almost extraterrestrial.
Like,
that's so crazy.
It's just some kind of a silly joke. Absolutely. Super silly joke. How ridiculous is that thought? So he has to throw in a laugh to to make sure that people realize it's definitely just a joke.
Well, yeah, there's no real joke. I mean, we could go here. There you see John Kerry's face. You see John Kerry with Bush there again. What's that 322? Why the Skull and Bones? Well, again, you know, it's part of this. And there you see Bush Kerry, 2004. It's part of the controllers that understand the bigger picture. So I do think he does understand the bigger picture. Most don't understand the bigger picture. I really truly don't think that number 45 understood the bigger picture until after he went and met with Obama and sat down for, you know, that first kind of handoff there. Then I think he understood the bigger picture, and I think it almost made him puke. It probably made his knees weak, and I'm sure he had... It's one thing when you hear rumors, you know, or, you know, it's another thing when you come face-to-face with something that is so staggering, and I think that's what humanity is going through right now, is the fact that humanity is waking up to the fact... Look at this. They have their own little coins, Skull and Bones coins. Wow, 322. Humanity's waking up to the fact that we've been sold a bunch of lies. These people that we have trusted are nothing but actors and salespeople, first and foremost.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, they made these schools sound so important and prestigious. Oh, I went to Yale, and I went to Harvard, and I went to Stanford, and... Really, it's just a severe form of indoctrination.
Yeah, so Genesis 3:22, and again, anytime you see Lord God, and especially in Genesis here, the word is Elohim. And again, they're using it in terms of saying the mighty ones. So, and the Lord God, or the mighty ones, said, the man has become like one of us. It's in the plural. So, you know, the first thing you got to realize, too, is, you know, Yahweh, and when we look at Yahweh, we can find that Yahweh had a consort whose name was Asherah. So just like, you know, the whole concept of monotheism, Abrahamic monotheism, is one that has developed. It's one that has developed by the controllers over time. Yet there is one source. As you can see, Asherah, God's forgotten wife. Asherah, partner of Yahweh. In fact, there's older evidence of this than there is of anything biblical. Older. So, you know, if you are truly believing in the biblical story as being the reality of the world, you've believed the narrative. You've believed the narrative that they fed us when it comes to the plague upon the land. And this is exactly part of the problem. It is extraterrestrial. It's always been extraterrestrial. And if you go outside of the Abrahamic tradition, which dominates 65-70% of the minds of the planet, you find that the knowledge of extraterrestrials has always been there. Why was the Anunnaki movie banned? Because they were doing a movie about the return of the Anunnaki, which truly is the day of the Lord that is spoken of in the Bible. Yeah, it there's reason, because it hits straight on, as you see. Now, this is a playlist, Anunnaki NEGG, over on EE Arts. And it gets into in-depth discussion, as we have, you know, many videos over there. The dark power structure, Anunnaki, Draco, and Jinn, how they feed on humanity. Thought forms, Allah and Yahweh. Yes, you might not want to hear it because of what we've been brought up with, but Allah and Yahweh are not benevolent entities. These are entities that were actually constructed by the dark ones, and basically like a black magic type of thing. But the Gnostics understood this to a degree, and all the Gnostic texts were burned and destroyed and banned. In fact, the Gnostics themselves were put to death. You may hear of Christian persecution, but the reality is it flipped very quickly to the Christians doing the persecution. Not the average people, but the power structure. And they especially don't like this, because when you look to this and you see that glowing orange, that is actually an entity. And that entity ended up slaughtering all those sheep and goats. Again, there's a reason why the Bible demands blood sacrifice, because that should give you a big clue. That gives you the biggest clue of all. It tells you who they really are and what they really serve. So again, obviously Davos is ongoing. Klaus did open it, by the way. There's rumors that he wasn't going to open it. And, you know, many attendees that normally go didn't go, but there are still quite a few there.
Friends, scientifically, this is not a climate crisis. We are now facing something deeper. Mass extinction, air pollution, undermining ecosystem functions, really putting humanity's future at risk.
And again, cause the problem in order to offer the solution, which the first thing that you know is the solution is what you have in mind. They think of ways to cause the problem because they really already have in mind that they want you to accept a solution. How do they get you to accept a solution? They have to create a narrative. And that's what they do. They create a narrative, they manufacture things, and then they offer us the solution. Ah, yes, we understand that too, because, you know, then after the fact, we discover that things were in play before they even became a problem. We've seen this time and time again with evidence that, you know, again, the plague upon the land, it was completely, you know, not only orchestrated like a symphony, but actually made. And again, it's because the whole real purpose was to offer the solution in the first place. So how can we get them to accept the solution? Again, it's kind of backwards. The solution comes first. Then they got to think about, well, how can we create the problem?
Very. I mean, that's what they've done for time and time again. It's what they do. They're so good at it. And there are so many people who are working to try to pay their bills and keep up with everything, feed their children. They don't even know what is going on, nor do they have time to learn. And waking up definitely takes time, and it takes patience, and it takes understanding. But once that pineal gland is blinked on and off and somebody gets a whiff of, okay, something's not right, they tend to move toward that and try to make sense of things. A lot of people, unfortunately, in their life may go through some type of serious crisis and something that really just shatters their paradigm. And then they have to stop and look and they have to think, okay, what? Why did this happen? I did everything just right. I did everything like the professionals told me to do it. And this thing happened. What happened here? And that's what drives them into a deeper understanding. And that's where we need more people to be there. We need more people to see beyond the veil.
Absolutely. So, you know, and again, there would be no planetary crisis per se, as they're describing, if it wasn't for them in the first place. They are the problem. This is the thing.
Striking finding that we found is that 93% of cyber leaders and 86% of cyber business leaders believe that the geopolitical instability makes a catastrophic cyber event likely in the next 2 years.
Well, if they're telling you, you know it's going to happen. So again, if you are in the middle of a big city or per se in an area where you're so dependent on the power structure, then that's terrifying. If you are, say, somebody that's homesteading and you're off grid, you're almost probably indifferent. Of course, you don't want anything like that to happen, but certainly the indigenous people that are still living in a tribal manner in Africa and in Latin America, in areas in Asia, in India, all over the globe, you know, to them, they won't even notice. 80% of the world's population has never flown in an airplane. So, and that's, you know, everything is going to get a lot more dangerous now as, oh, so many people not being able to think clearly because they can't circulate their oxygen and they can't get rid of the carbon dioxide build up inside their own bodies because their bodies aren't functioning properly anymore because they made a choice that many are regretting. And, you know, here you have Al Gore. You know, every time I see him, it's like, well, certainly I he is not dining on crickets. Let's just leave it at that. You know, again, he was talking, how could anybody believe a word coming out of his mouth? He already told us that by this time we'd have no ice caps. They're growing. Yeah, you know, they're basically unchanged to slightly growing, you know, so he is saying, well, let's listen to his words.
Enough already. Enough. And I don't want to get sidetracked onto what needs to happen, but we need to scale up climate finance, but we need desperately to scale down anti-climate finance. And we are still subsidizing the burning of fossil fuels globally at a rate 42 times larger than the subsidies for the shift toward renewables and EVs, etc. We need new leadership at the World Bank. We need them to scale up the leverage and vastly increase the amounts that are committed. And we need to rein in the anti-climate activities of the fossil industry.
So really what we need to do is dissolve the WEF, dissolve the UN, dissolve all these alphabet soups that are not really helping anything, as it is not their purpose. Again, you know, fossil fuels, if you've done some research, you realize that anything that's free energy orientated is not allowed to happen. It's not allowed to happen. Simply put, it's not allowed to happen. So they've kept us on the fossil fuels to the point in time where now it's going to serve their purpose because they want to herd everybody into basically these big smart city traps, dystopian that is going to be very hard to escape from, but not impossible. Not impossible, but again, the best situation would be doing all you can do now to assure your freedom later. Here is the UN Secretary General at the WEF. The battle is being lost. We need to act together to close the emissions gap. And that means to phase out progressively coal and supercharge renewable revolution, to end the addiction to fossil fuels, and to stop our self-defeating war on nature. Well, how about war in general? Because they know who they have to feed. And part of the reason why there is war is so they could feed the beings that you see glowing there, that many know as the jinn from Islamic tradition and others. Or, you know, you might simply call them demons. That really does fit. Again, they kept us on the fossil fuels. Now they want us to switch, because now it's time to herd humanity into a place where humanity will be completely monitored 24/7, 365. They know they cannot get everybody. But again, they've already given us certain numbers that they want to achieve. And you know, maybe 500 million to 1 billion humans is enough to keep things running, keep the energy banks going, and to keep enough food for these other entities via Loosh on the planet. As we look at Republican Congresswoman Maria Elvira Salazar at the WEF, talking about giving dignity to the 13 to 15 million illegal aliens living in the U.S. The problem is that the leadership of the world creates the illegal alien situation in the first place by all their nonstop wars and wars on humanity. You know, they're the problem in the first place. And again, if you want to look to Deuteronomy 32:8, that speaks of God sitting in the council of the gods, or the sons of the gods, and basically dividing up the nations. They all took certain tribes for sport. And of course, we're talking about those beings that we know through history as the Anunnaki. You know, again, they split it up. They each took their own tribes. And then it's sport for them to have the tribes war. And look at the leadership that we've seen throughout history on the planet. Look at the aristocracy. You would see wars between the French and the English, the French and the Spanish and the English, and it goes on and on and on. And at some point in time, you know, they will end up having an agreement. They'll marry their sister, their daughters, their sisters, their brothers, their sons off, intermarry between them, have a stronger alliance, and go back to being buddies. And meanwhile, it's all the peasants that die in the wars. It's not the aristocracy. This is how this works. This is reflected as above, so below. This is the draconian AI EGG way. Lots of empty chairs this morning at Davos. Maybe the tide is turning. Maybe more are awakening. Maybe more of the leadership is truly afraid for their own safety and security as certain populations are waking up. But see, at the higher echelons, go back to that statement by Kerry, extraterrestrial. This is what they know at the very top, that not everybody does know. And they feel that they have backing that, you know, nobody can stand against. But so do we. We have very, very high level backing. But this is us and our planet to assert our will. Mm-hmm. And basically, we have to wake up and say, no, we don't go along with this.
You know, I'm looking at those men who definitely do not dine on crickets. And when they speak about the way things need to be, it's like they're panicked, you know, almost like they really have to convince, like preachers, you know, they just have to convince the crowd of this thing, or they might not get their funding needed to fly their private jets, to have their meals, you know, cooked in front of them or in their house, or they might not be able to pay their servers, you know, to continue to wait on them, because they definitely don't get up and do anything themselves. Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, we understand what has gone on with the plague upon the land. As you see, your services were to the government and the PSY ops, not the British. No, it's never been to any people. This is the thing. And they divide us by the whole concept of I'm a patriot. Well, be patriotic about humanity and Earth itself, because they divide us on purpose. Again, look at the Tower of Babel incident. Humanity can't be united. Let us divide them. Divide and conquer. That is what they did. That is what they constantly do. And here you have Kissinger saying Ukraine needs to be able to join NATO. Yeah, this is because they are intent. As people awaken, that they have their trigger on the bigger war of WW3. They're watching. And as soon as there's any sense of true endangerment to the power structure, that's when they pull the trigger on that. Ukraine's interior minister among 16 killed in worst helicopter disaster since war start. And we don't know exactly. Some sources are saying are blaming Ukraine. Some sources are blaming the Russians. Some say it was just an accident. And some say it was just stupid to go into this area anyway. In total, there were 9 aboard the helicopter. All 6 of the passengers were ministry officials being flown by 3 crew members. No survivors. 7 in total were killed when the large helicopter came down on a town neighborhood and fiery debris. Right now we have what's obviously getting to be a big buildup. As you see, Putin could be ready to announce the second mobilization drive. Yeah, that's what we're hearing. Anywhere from another 500,000 to 700,000. As you know, again, this is just, it's a slow, steady ramp up. Again, they're watching exactly the awakening of the masses. This is their ace card that's up their sleeve that they will pull when it gets to be a point where they might lose a little control of the narrative, because then they can make everybody in the world just simply go into that fight or flight, and you're all concerned with just surviving, because all of a sudden what's happening over there is no longer happening over there. It's happening everywhere, multiple theaters all around the place. There was an article too, and off of the Sun, which I didn't include because it's such a tabloid, but talking about that. But they do, and official sources also say that he's increasing the military, active military, to 1.6 million. So substantial increase going on. And then when we do look at the prophecy that our friend Alois Ermaeler gave us, he said that when Russia does roll, they roll straight through Ukraine all the way into and around France and Germany. Now, of course, timelines can change, and when he did that prophecy, it was 60 plus years ago. So very likely the timeline's not exactly the same anymore, as every single person has an impact on these collective timelines. And yet I do totally feel that we can change our own personal timeline much easier than the collective.
It's a matter of having an understanding of what we want to do, and that imagery in the mind, and allowing your higher self to lead you in directions that you are supposed to be into. And again, that's something that is learned and you can teach yourself. It takes time to find that visualization and put things in motion to create your own destiny.
And this is the current map, and of course that more brownish pinkish color is Russian controlled area, and the blue is Ukrainian controlled area. And as we see some highlights, Russian air defense systems shot down 14 HIMARS and Olkha rockets near Udi in the Kharkov region, and Russian air defense systems shot down 6 Ukrainian drones. There was this big push and then a push back. Really what they want is just simply to maintain the status quo until they need to play that card. They don't want to truly win this war one way or the other. This war is all about also wiping the weapons stores away from the NATO countries. So when it becomes a direct war between, completely direct war, obviously there's NATO soldiers there now. We've heard German being spoken, French, U.S., you know, English being spoken in the battles there. But when it goes to a different stage, and when NATO countries have soldiers of Russian, perhaps of Chinese, and many other nationalities, you know, again, this won't just be Russia by itself. It won't just be China. You know, with Russia and China, you will have nations, absolutely. You'll have Iran, and you'll have North Korea. And I do think you'll also have Pakistan on that side. I feel that India will probably stay in the background and not really get involved. But you'll also have the smaller countries in Latin America that have made deals, again, with Russia, China, military deals like Nicaragua, you know, Cuba, obviously, and Venezuela, again, obviously. There will be many other nations, too. There are many deals that have been made with many, many African nations and others as well. We could see the power shift because they have to create the chaos. They need the chaos in order to have a reason to rebuild again. You know, again, they know what they want. What do they want? They want to rebuild from the wreckage. They do this all the time. So, again, this is all just about giving them that reason. And you're watching history unfold right now. And they're going to say, well, this was a key moment when they shouldn't have done that. Or, oh, somebody should have recognized this, but they didn't. You know, and the history books will have them all down. And then if that history gives away too much, they'll rewrite it anyway.
Mm-hmm. And that's what they do. They're professionals at it, and they'll rewrite it, and they'll give it to whoever. You know, they do control the media, and they control everything that goes into the media, so it's their book.
Pentagon forced to tap unreported ammo stockpile in Israel to support Ukraine. New York Times this week detailed more of the desperate behind-the-scenes scramble of U.S. and Western officials to keep up the steady supplies and ammo, especially artillery munitions, to Ukraine in order to beat back the Russian invasion. It's yet another significant acknowledgement of the Pentagon's own dwindling stockpiles, as it must now tap stores that they wouldn't admit to in the first place. So, again, what are they doing? They're wiping out NATO and the U.S.'s ability to defend itself before the big attack. Right now, you have Russia engaged. Russia, which is, you know, we could look it up, but I would say off the top of my head, the Russian population is less than half of the population of the United States. The NATO population is larger than the population of the United States. Now, of course, China's population is double that of the U.S. and NATO, just about double, I would say, combined. And yet, hey, we're going to take a look at an interesting stat a little bit farther down there. So again, you know, when China goes in, look to what happened in the Korean War. In the Korean War, the U.S. was pushing forward until China came in. And then China threw so many soldiers at the U.S. that the U.S. couldn't stop it. And then you had that, okay, time out. And I do remember firsthand accounts of that from somebody in my family that was actually there on the front lines and actually was wounded, left for dead, and saw it. And they just kept coming. As many as were shot, there was, you know, every one shot, two or three would come and replace it. This is what you have. So what we see with Russia is nothing. When China sends troops in there, if China does decide to send troops into the European theater, and you could add to that North Korea and Pakistan, and, you know, there might be others as well. Indonesia is a very large country. We don't know what side of the fence that's going to fall on. They will divide them because they control the controllers of those countries. So they will divide them accordingly to what they need to have happen. Again, it won't be the outcome that so many people think. And again, this is really not about winning the war for anybody other than the control system that's in place and maintaining control. That's what they're all about. Top U.S. general inspects expanded training program of Ukrainian troops. Yeah, and remember, they're going to be training in Oklahoma as well. you know, again, what could go wrong here? This is where the people of the globe need to defund. We need to defund this insanity because, again, they know what they're doing. They're pitting us against us. And where we look at, you know, Russian civilians on the battleground and Ukrainian civilians, we should think that all these people are our family and that they've been tricked, because they have been tricked. And they've basically tricked through divide and conquer. Netherlands to supply Ukraine with Patriot batteries. Yeah, you know, again, these salespeople, these actors are very much at it. Iran and Russia want to issue stablecoin backed by gold. Yes. So, yes, you know, we don't delve into the cyber currencies because we know at some point in time, you know, we're going to have personally nothing to do with any of the monetary system as soon as we possibly could. And we can't wait for that day, because if you guys have been following along with the messages we've been getting from the future, per se, quote unquote, over on EE Arts, you know, those that are truly free, they don't have a monetary system. You know, they understand that everything is, should be really just an equal energy exchange.
But at the same time, you know, it's going to have to be baby steps all the way there. They've created our world in such a way where we're all tied together in the monetary system. So our only way we have to have energy exchange is the way it's done now. But there is a way to slowly tiptoe and back out of it. You have to be very careful, because if you try to just leap out and jump out there, you might run into situations where you need food for your animals, food for your children. And the only way to do that is to have some type of money, some type of trade. That's not to say we can't do it. It's just we have to do it very carefully.
But when you think about everything that we've been brought up with, capitalism. Now, capitalism, and then you think on the other side of the coin, communism, socialism is perhaps, you know, one step either way, or one foot in both lands, whatever you want to look at it. And you get so many people that can't think of anything but, because that's all they've been had hammered into their heads. And when you think about it, what's your idea of getting ahead? It's, you know, when you think of having more for yourself, this is all stuff that we've been sold. Oh, you can achieve the American dream. You can own your own house, have two cars, and then don't you need a bigger house? And then don't you need this? And don't you need that? You know, hey, you know, you made it. You have this house and you have a vacation home and you have this and that. These are all things that we have been sold. And it's almost like our minds can't conceive that we should have other goals. Yet this is more of what we get into on EE Arts, the fact that, like, there are many people out there in other cultures and in other ages. If you're talking like a golden age, nobody is thinking about hoarding anything. Nobody is thinking about, oh, well, I got to have more than they do. But when you look at Al Gore, he's had a lot more. You know, whether it's trips to IHOP or whatever his favorite place is, he's had a lot more than many other people. That's pretty obvious. And their whole philosophy is based on hoarding. You got Bill Gates, more farmland than any other private individual. They're hoarders. And really, that shows that they operate out of a sense of lack and fear. They don't trust that they will be provided for. So, you know, they are to be pitied in so many ways, because they are operating completely out of a fear-based perspective.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't believe that people should have nothing. You know, I believe that it's okay to be prosperous. It's okay to have abundance. I mean, this earth, she more than provides abundance. It's just the way things are circulated. That kind of abundance creates such an imbalance, and that's where we're at.
Well, and again, when we change our perspective, because, again, they sell us on Darwinian evolution, which is all about survival of the fittest, when in reality, we need to view it that we are cells in the same body. So when the totality of the body is thriving, all the individual organ systems are thriving. That's how we have to change our perspective, so that we don't thrive where somebody else is suffering. And that's how the perspective needs to be changed, because we can all have abundance, because the earth absolutely can provide amply. When you understand too that, I saw a stat where it was saying that last year the richest 1% were holding as much as everybody else. Obviously, if you had a redistribution, quote unquote, you have to have a true redistribution where the whole system goes away and we start afresh and anew. And of course, you know, those that maybe in the U.S. we might view as being moderately well off, but globally would be, and certainly in the EU as well, globally might be really very, very wealthy compared to people living in, you know, certain areas where they're not as developed as far as what they have, quote unquote. But you might find that many of these people living simpler lives are far happier, far, far happier. Saudi Arabia is open to discuss non-dollar oil trade settlements. You know, Saudi Arabia, the world's largest crude oil exporter, is talking about trading. And this is the end of the system. And again, you know, Xi Jinping was there last month, and you know, they're going to use the yuan. So I mean, the writing's been on the table, and since the beginning of this channel we've been saying that's the way it's going, because we've always had that picture that this is the way it's going. And we are in the last couple years of this system, and there's going to be a very, very challenging transition ahead. U.S. producer prices plunged the most since COVID lockdowns. And then we also see retail sales tumbled in December. It's just obviously, people are just doing all they can to survive and meet basic needs. And here you have, this is again, the head of the IDA over at the WEF Forum in Davos made some bold statements. And half of all cars sold in top markets will be electric by 2030. Yeah, they have timelines, and we've shared that. They have distinct timelines that they know that they want to achieve. And then we have a JetBlue flight crashes into empty parked plane at JFK while leaving terminal, 5 days after a near miss on takeoff between AA, American Airlines, and Delta flight that would have cost hundreds of lives. Yeah, there's a lot of people that are not thinking clearly. There's a lot of people that are not functioning properly, you know, and in this tiny little area that we're at, we heard nonstop sirens. Have you guys noticed nonstop sirens? We've asked and we've, you know, wondered about, you know, what is the population of the world? We were told that we hit 8 billion people. Now, we have no way of verifying that. Obviously, I think 8 is a symbolic number, because it's also, when you turn on its side, it's the sign of infinity and of loops and cycles. As we know, we go through these cycles all the time. But we had gotten a while ago, when we were curious, asking the guides, and I want to say this was 3 to 6 months ago, and we're wondering, you know, what have we lost in terms of the population of the planet at that point in time? And it was in heading towards the high single digits. You know, it could be that we're in double digits now. I'm sure, you know, a lot of people are wondering, and we won't get, you know, clarity, but we do see Elko County, Nevada, yay, health board to consider banning plague upon the land and flu. V's. Yeah. Yeah. Ow. Ow.
You know, and I gotta say a big hooray. I have family out there, and you know, maybe they put some energy toward this. And this is another place where, you know, they have something called cowboy poetry. It's very, very famous. People come from all across the United States, possibly even the globe, to go to this cowboy poetry. So go Elko.
Outrageous but unsurprising, Canadian judge tosses a case against guards who killed a woman for not wearing a mask. You know, you're supposed to be saving lives, and you have a life that was lost here, prime, in her prime, and it's ridiculous. They toss the case out. Now, a lot of this is all about inciting people and getting us angry and lowering our vibrations. And, you know, some of it is just that there are people that are so susceptible to feeling that sense of power. And it's like a sick addiction, too, because many people don't realize how open they leave these doors to be taken over by these dark energies, and don't understand that even something as simple as eating too much junk food can lower your vibrations enough so that you can be a tool for a dark demonic influence. China reveals surprising population numbers. They actually lost people. Their population dropped by almost 1 million people. That was the first decrease since 1962. At the end of the year, the population of the Chinese mainland stood at 1.4, 1175 billion. And this is all the citizens in the 31 provinces and the autonomous regions, but excluded residents of Hong Kong, Macau, and Taiwan, as well as foreigners living on the mainland. And so, yeah, they lost almost 1 million people, with deaths outstripping births. But even, you know, here in this country that's supposed to lead the way, according to the plans of the WEF, just as far as, you know, again, the system that we see, because ultimately it's not really even a CCP system, it's a controller system. And, you know, it's time. This is part of their plans to roll back the population everywhere. Video evidence suggests Greta Thunberg detainment in Germany may have been staged. Absolutely. It was a replay of what we saw with, oh, one hand behind the back. Well, she had both behind the back before, but she wasn't cuffed. All the world's indeed a stage, and we are only players, performers, and portrayers.
I know, and they just have so much fun all the way.
Absolutely. They're enjoying this. You know, again, they're actors. And here we see rise in middle-aged white deaths of despair, maybe fueled by loss of religion, new research paper argues. Well, as it does come out, the fact that we're not alone. Now, there's going to be many cultures, like if you talk to indigenous people and Native Americans, if you talk to people over in India, if you talk to Australian Aborigines or tribesmen over in Africa, and all of a sudden you say, hey, ATs are here. Oh, wow, that's cool. Yeah. I mean, it wouldn't shock them, because all their stories that have been handed down is clear that, yeah, there's life elsewhere. They do come here. There's certain ones you want to avoid. There's other ones that are very, very benevolent and help us get back on track after, you know, all the disasters happen. But when you have the mindset that we live on a flat earth, that earth is the center of everything, and that we are all alone, there's just angels and demons, then it's going to get a lot of people that are jumping off of bridges and jumping off of cliffs. The things we saw when War of the Worlds was taken to be real, when Orson Welles did his broadcast, and it was said right before he started it, this is a theatrical portrayment, and then people turned it on and heard, oh, aliens have landed in New Jersey, they're crossing the bridge, they're heading into Manhattan, and you got people running and jumping off of bridges, they can't handle it. I mean, it was driving them crazy, it was breaking their paradigm, they didn't know how to react. And meant, you know, it was something that scared the living daylights out of so many people, because it blew their mindset. Well, again, this is coming. This is coming. The outright acknowledgement that we're not alone. And it's slow but sure. You have the military saying, oh, those UAPs, we don't know what they are. They're not us. But then we have no official knowledge of extraterrestrials. We don't officially know. We have no evidence. No, no.
Mm-hmm. No, none at all, you know, and then they kind of creep in the information saying, well, Earth may have been seeded by a rock that fell from outer space. Yeah, that's right. That's right. You know, humans, they have a very difficult time if they feel backed into a corner, like they have no way to turn, like, oh, this is my, you know, this is what's going to happen to me and there's nothing I can do about it. And that is never, ever, ever, ever the case. Life is so moldable. Life has so many options. Sometimes we go through a very difficult time and we need to work through it. We might have to reach out to friends. So maybe if our mind is shut down, we talk to our friends and they have ideas and they say, well, you could take this avenue, take that avenue. There is no such thing as being backed up against a wall. But maybe if you feel that way, it's time to reach out for some help and some assistance and some love and some understanding.
Absolutely. And Mother Nature is all around us, and the Earth is a conscious being. She is a conscious being of which our bodies are a simple cell inside of that. And yeah, we are being watched, as it looks like there's a whole bunch of eyes right there. Look how beautiful, watching us. But at the same time, it's not just, you know, dark ones. The dark ones are the ones that give us our paradigm. There are so many benevolent beings that are around us all the time waiting for us to wake up and waiting for us to invite them back into our lives. And they'll show us the way, and they have in the past. As we come out of these Kali Yugas, these dark ages, and we start moving forward again, they're right there. And, you know, we might not even be able to see them when we move out of this time, but we'll feel their presence and we'll understand what they're telling us. Again, it's a matter of being in harmony. All the signals around us all day long, they disrupt us. The fluoride in the water, that's not there for your teeth. That's there to calcify your pineal gland. The GMO foods are all about modifying you. I mean, these are all the facts that many people are waking up to right now. And why have they used the technology that they did in the V's this time? Because you are going out of their control zone naturally. This happens on a regular interval. And so they're going to do everything they can to maintain you. Because again, you know, the mighty ones are your shepherd. They're tending to the flock. And of course, the lambs don't know when, you know, the games of slaughter are about to start typically, but you can tell the season. And it's time for the lambs to recognize what's going on and to book to the open woods and go escape and lie in the arms of Mother Earth.
Mm-hmm. You know, a really good clue that something bad is about to happen is if you're being fed really well and life is giving you cushion, or your controllers are giving you a lot of cushion. You always want to be leery for that.
Oh, that episode, To Serve Man.
Yes.
Oh, we're here to serve man. Yeah, Frickazeed.
Right? Yep.
Absolutely. As always, guys, much love. There is a creator, and that is a benevolent being that doesn't operate out of fear and vengeance. Fear and vengeance, those are lower vibrations. That should be your clue right there, that that's not the creator of this universe. Namaste.
Namaste.